Thank you. Which bears out the point that I know that, as opposed to some of the reaction I hear, the attempt, when you've got something running against you, just to divert attention, is so patent that it usually does not work and it doesn't have any effect on the people. I know John has a disagreement on this point. His point generally being that, well, when they're out in front, do a sum. It won't work well, but you can't do it. You've got to hit it. You've got to hit it with something that will override, but you cannot do a sum and expect it to have any effect. It might have even the opposite effect, the sum. If you are not addressing the issue that is really concerning people, would you agree with
that? Yeah, plus the sum. So it has the potential of backfire thinking that. Which which is the backfire potential. I hope a China trip has the potential of backfire.
Sure.
But it has the potential of enormous gain, plus the fact that there's something that has to be done. But forgetting that, just looking at it in its PR aspect. Or the made decision or whatever, but the sun doesn't have any offsetting major gain to the backfire potential. We've been lucky in the sense we've done it most of them. They have backfired. The thing that can backfire, I don't know, is it's a bad example, but take the sun of going to the Washington Technical Institute, however that place was. Now, you pretty much got away with that, although there was a semi-backfire there because they formed a demonstration show and they were standing there. It could have been worse. Somebody could have pulled an incident on it, and then the whole thing would have been a sour story. So it was like the time that it wasn't that sun so much, but when you were giving those youth awards, what was a sun? Youth awards to somebody, and that little girl said, "Why don't you stop killing people in Vietnam?" Or whatever it was, that was the whole story. Or we had the center there, and the girl would pull the sign out of her dresses. That becomes the story. And there's no potential good out of having the center. I mean, that's whatever those people were doing. Great con. Great loyal guy. But what did he need from having nothing?
Well, we had him after dinner. And you ain't not got anything.
Nah, you run a risk tonight. I don't know what will happen with this thing. But I think it'll be damn good. I think that you've got some background there. Up for a record. He said he won't do any television specials because he said he was doing a television show for Ed Sullivan or something like that. And he says these 30 bags came running out and told me to wave my arms up and down while I was singing, and I'll meet you at the hall and do that. I said, I'm not going to do any shows anymore. He's kind of an interesting guy. You know, he'll pull a super patriotism tonight. And not like that.
So the good time that is to have some. The press don't like it, but we don't give a shit. Whether the press likes it or not makes no difference.
Well, you got a good tie in with him, too. He makes the point. He hits America hard on the fact that there are too many. The problem with the kids is that they don't work. They don't have to work hard enough, and they have never not had freedom, so they can't understand. Freedom's working for you. And he spent a lot of time in jail, and got converted while he was in jail, and went straight, and as he says, thinks he's a positive product of our prison system, but he feels he has had to work hard. His family were oldies, and he went through all the privations. He refused to take welfare. His mother wouldn't take welfare. His father died. They supported themselves, and then he started stealing as a young kid, and then got thrown in jail. Put in solitary because he screwed up something in jail, and saw the light. Went straight.
Incidentally, with regard to white, I wonder if it might be as much as
getting tighter, I think we a little bit is competitive. I just feel like we don't feel a little better. I'm not sure that this is probably come down.
Roberto,
was he coming down?
Yeah, he comes from New York.
Oh, well, let's see. He must be pretty tight because he's going to be on the stands by July.
Everybody's seen it. Problem in our, I guess, our people, Bob, see these assholes. It's awful hard to get them to use the stuff that our people say in Wisconsin is.
Doesn't fit in.
No.
You don't want to climb there.
No. Oh, God, no. only him losing respect is him and Zerzinger.
They're not
involved. Well, no, Timmons doesn't contribute to meetings. Speak up, you know, we've got to tell Timmons what to do, pretty much. I see no reason why Sigurd can't say it. Sigurd is being exposed to such meetings. It's always hopeful, you know, for him to know what the hell's going on. What I'm getting at is this. Why not make the counselors thing? John's got to go through the trigger roll of the counselors because we set them up, you know. But they really turn out to be, they're innocent, but they really turn out to be both sessions. We don't very, very really cite it. And a both session serves a purpose. See? So why don't we have them in heaven? And it should be in always. I think John should be in always. I think you should be in always. That's it. And we cover it anyway. Present time we're trying Monday free. This weekend. That is completely
California, or the American, whichever one it is, which league is which. But you could do a baseball opener, and
that would be the American League.
Is that the American League?
Okay.
Is Pittsburgh the National League? The National League opener is at Pittsburgh. The American League opener is at Anaheim. But the pre-opening game, it used to be the Senators game.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, because that's where baseball started, whatever it is. And it's the day before. Friday the 6th, I believe. Same day as the Pittsburgh game. And they'd love to have you go up to that view again, but they're going to have Jenkins do the first ball at Cincinnati on Thursday. They wanted to do a POW thing at Anaheim also.
Jenkins.
Wrong name. Denton. Captain Denton, the guy
who. Yes.
The other thing is, what if you want to do a Mrs. Clementi thing by having her come out just before the thing opens or something, rather than doing it in Pittsburgh? And Doug said no. Let me check out the internet. If Jim came back on the question whether he wanted to do something in Anaheim. Pretty sure it's Anaheim.
We all have it now. You know, I've got a pretty good, pretty safe perception of shooting.
Yes, sir.
I think so. It's much better than doing Dr. Shady in L.A. You know, all the lives. And I had more of that thing. I like
your hometown and all that.
The ball out of my mind, I think, even though they didn't feel like it was right.
And they wouldn't,
like John will say, go out in their home with you, Caribles, or Parker will say, well, I can do the FWP, that's disabled or something. But the event thing, you know what will work and what won't work, or pretty much, you have an idea. And right by that, maybe this time we ought to be doing a speech and talking about it prepared. Maybe we ought to be preparing for a press conference, or, right? And, also, you have a responsibility to keep on with the time, so we can. Sorry, I can't do baseball. We're sure that you can come here.
Well, I'd say you can do the. One league opening. Actually, Pittsburgh is the holding thing is Cincinnati. Then I don't know enough about baseball. The American League is opening is one on that day in America. The National League is the other. And the National League one is in California, or the American League, whichever one it is. I don't know which league is which. You could do a baseball opener, and
that would be the American League.
Is that the American League? Okay. Is Pittsburgh the National League?
Pittsburgh the National League.
Okay. Well, the National League opener is at Pittsburgh. The American League opener is at Anaheim. But the pre-opening game, it used to be the Senators game.
Cincinnati.
It's Cincinnati because that's where baseball started, whatever it is. The day before. Friday the 6th, I believe. Same day as the Pittsburgh game.
Might not be better.
And they'd like to have you go up to that view again, but they're going to have Jenkins do the first ball at Cincinnati on Thursday. They want to do a POW thing at Anaheim also. Wrong name. Denton. Captain Denton, the guy who.
Yes.
The other thing is, what if you want to do potential position, rather than doing it in Pittsburgh. And said no. Let me check out the ad. If Jim came back, question whether he wanted to do something. Pretty sure it's in.
We ought to get it now. We ought to get it pretty good. Pretty safe perception when shooting.
Yes, sir.
It's much better than doing a doctor shave in LA. You get all the wax. Now I have more of that thing. I might. Your hometown and all that. I'd have to throw the ball out of my mind, I think.
They wouldn't necessarily do the POW for the ball, and they'd want to have some tribute to POWs or something. Huh? Mm-hmm.
And this, you can also watch this in terms, you know, of what we were talking about.
Is that productive on the content I mentioned? Is that the way to do those?
5 o'clock. Oh, which you can't do it like next week.
Right on.
Sometimes I know it's sometimes I don't think it's productive in the sense that it just gives you something that broad and vague thinking. So I got a lot of that from just reading the news summaries and the weekend reading and that sort of thing. But let's see. Speaking of the CEA, it was a worthwhile.
Even with the last
option, it was
yeah, that's small enough that the whole, you don't have to talk to the woman next to you, you talk to the whole,
only time you should ever have anything with wives, is when it's that small.
And you can ignore the wives, unless you're a loser.
Believe me. Not the Saturdays are no problem. The Saturdays. Jesus Christ, believe me, you're a loser. You're led by him to sit there.
Yeah.
Round table. At a round table. We lift with wide on your side. I forgot this. Christ, that was a given more interviews for books or anything to do with white and all the rest is crapped out. You also have it that we down these terms. We're not going to give any more interviews for books or anything to do with white and all the rest.
The only other one that I think we got to think about, and I want to go through a lot of stuff on as to what we do is sapphires. That's the one that really was the most good. It's crapped out. The only other one I want to do well.
I just can't sit with Bill and give him
That's the only other one, because I think we gained nothing now from any of the
I
You'll get it. I want you to call flying and see if it's any way that you can. I just don't think it's really worth my getting involved and getting tied into Mills at this point, regardless of what he says in his damn opinion. But he feels so. And I know Mills has got a. I just like to have a rather run at it before we shoot the big guy. I've called him, Bob. Why does that call him in Arkansas before? I've called him a couple times, and there's just so much you can do on this sort of thing. I think so. Okay. Would you get it? I want you to call flying and see if there's any way that you can. I just don't think it's really worth my getting involved and getting tied into Mills at this point, regardless of what he says in his damn opinion. But he feels so. And I know Mills has got a. I just like to have a rather run at it before we shoot the big guy. I've called him, Bob. Why does that call him in Arkansas before? I've called him a couple times, and there's just so much you can do on this planet. I could do is be a call and say that, and pursuant to our conversation, the president's delighted, and he wants to have a bipartisan meeting. We're just as soon as Schultz gets back on Thursday, we'd like to send it at his convenience next week, the week afterward, to see if he can get a date. Or you call him and tell him that. See that point?
Yeah.
It's the bipartisan. Then you've got it hooked.
Okay.
On trade. The bipartisan meeting on trade.
Right.
And then we've been hiring, so forth. And we got it. And if we could do that, you got it hooked.
Right.
I think that's a little better than my getting on, but he'll get right. He's going to go after the doctor, isn't he? I don't know why he's an observant thing.
Right.
I think what Flanagan could do is be a call and say that, and pursuant to our conversation, the president's delighted, and he wants to have a bipartisan meeting. Just as soon as Schultz gets back on Thursday, we'd like to send it at his convenience next week, the week afterward, to see if he can get a date. Or you call him and tell him that. See that point?
Yeah.
It's the bipartisan. Then you've got it hooked.
Okay.
On trade. The bipartisan meeting on trade.
Right.
And then we've been high ready, so forth. And we got it. And if we could do that, you got it hooked.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a little better than my getting on, but he'll get right. He's going to go after the doctor, isn't he? I don't know why he's calling.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple of phone call things here. Whether you want to call the check, okay, this is his 25th.
Jack McCarthy,
this is his 25th thing. It's the Irish parade today. To be online in New York until 4:30. And if you wanted to call him, you know, he'd put you on television. The Irish in New York.
I think we've sort of done that. The Irish thing today.
Yeah. In other words, the Wilbur Mills thing following up on.
No.
Staff meetings with him on holding off tax legislation.
I'm going to wait until
he's conceded to do it. He has conceded to do it. And say it's a potential approach and personal cost to the government.
Who's that from?
Timmons Cook. Timmons Cook. He's going to be on Meet the Press Sunday. And here you've got to call him today if you can to. Before that,
not very good on that issue.
They think he's going to walk. They think he may try to walk them.
See, here's the problem with having, frankly, administrative assistants to the Congress and the Congress somebody that I have more confidence in.
Thank you.
judge me here. We only need, I need it for a year. Really, this is for a year.
I'll say right after the election. Can we clear this Congress and then get on demand for the next Congress?
Sure. You also have it, that we down these terms. We're not going to give any more interviews for books or anything to go in white, and all the rest is crapped out.
The only other one that I think we got to think about, and I want to go through a lot of stuff on, as to what we do is sapphires. That's the one that really was the most good. I want to.
I just can't sit with Bill and give him all the little bit yet. I'm not going to go and know what he wants. It's got to be kept for something later.
It's never going to be used, John. But what do we need from keeping it for later on the stuff that we want out?
Why other people talk?
We have, but we've given them a lot of stuff. The questions are really how much you want us to give them. He's putting together dossier for me and stuff.
Let me look at the dossier.
On the question of what kinds of stuff we want to give them in terms of original material and stuff like that. But there's some real advantage to doing it. I mean, he's trying to develop, for instance, the Churchillian comparison of some of the stuff that some of the notes Churchill wrote versus some of the notes that you write on the size of new summaries and things, not PR type things, but where you hit a solid point in an effective way. I think he can lay a lot of mythology far away that'll do us some good in stuff now that we gain nothing from keeping out of his hands. Really. At this point, if he sold his book, he's going to.
I just think it's what Bill had ways. You see what I mean? The main point of seeing me is for somebody that doesn't know me to see me.
That's right.
Now, Bill knows everybody around here. God damn it. Henry and you and Erling are telling almost everything Bill needs to know.
That's right.
And so
he has a lot of contact with you that he's
very much.
You know, he's had, though, that he can draw on.
That's right. But I agree. See, that's the reason. So I would think that really, again, that would be Bill's reason.
Sure. I understand. That's the only other one, because I think we gain nothing now from any of the others being done, because none of the others are going to have any effect anymore. His will, simply because it's an inside view, we say, and he's totally checking every vote, use anything we want him to use,
called him a couple times, and there's just so much you can do on this sort of thing. I think what Flanagan could do is be a call and say that, and pursuant to our conversation, the president's delighted, and he wants to have a bipartisan meeting. We could just send the Schultz gets back on Thursday. We'd like to send it at his convenience next week, the week after, to see if you can get a date. Or you call him and tell him that. See that point?
Yeah.
It's the bipartisan. Then you've got it booked.
Okay.
On the bipartisan meeting on trade.